Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tshuva Perek Zayin. In order to understand the essence of this perek, it is helpful to review the structure of Hilchot Tshuva up to this point. In Prakim Aleph and Bet, the Rambam explained the components of Tshuva, both the vital ingredients and those which are desirable but not necessary, and how exactly tshuva fits in the broader framework of atonement, kapara, for different kinds of sins. In Perek Gimel, he moved to a discussion of how a person is judged for his actions, and listed the 24 people who don't have a share in Olam Haba. Perek Dalet was another relevant list of 24 items, the types of behavior which pose an obstacle to tshuva. In Prakim Hey and Vav, the Rambam shifted focus from tshuva to the concept of free will, explained this concept at length, and resolved certain seeming contradictions between this principle and psukim in Tanakh. The trajectory over the course of these six prakim has been to move away from a focus on tshuva itself to discussing related matters, those ikarim hanigrarim ima that the Rambam referred to in the Koteret of Hilchot Tshuva. And this pattern will continue in Prakim Chet Tiyud as well. But Perek Zayin presents us with something of a puzzle. The Rambam here goes back, just for this perek, to focusing on tshuva. And much of what he says is not practical instruction, but rather poetic tribute to the greatness of tshuva and to the one who performs it, the Baal Tshuva. Why does the Rambam come back to this here? Why didn't he put the material of this perek in the first two prakim, or adjacent to them, where the focus was on tshuva and before it moved to other topics? Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his drashot on tshuva, written up in the Sefer Al HaTshuva, on repentance in English, has a beautiful and convincing explanation. The tshuva of this perek is very different from the tshuva which was the focus of Prakim Aleph and Bet. In those prakim, the Rambam was discussing what we can call a limited tshuva, which is meant to correct a specific misbehavior and atone for a sin. The person who performs tshuva improves himself by correcting and atoning for his problematic actions, but fundamentally he remains the same person he was before. In contrast, Perek Zayin deals with a much more comprehensive type of tshuva, in which a person who has fallen so far, who has become habituated to a life of sin and seems to be a hopeless case, can in fact turn himself around and become a different person altogether. This is not a tshuva whose goal is merely atonement, and in fact the word kapara appears nowhere in this perek, but rather a transformative tshuva, whose goal is redemption, geula, a word which we'll encounter here several times. And the person who undergoes this process is the Baal tshuva, another new term, which will make its appearance over and over in this perek. Why did the Rambam wait until here in Perek Zayin to talk about this tshuva? Why not right after Prakim Aleph and Bet? Because, the Rav explains, this second kind of tshuva is predicated on the boundless power of a person's free will. The Rambam had to wait until he explained this concept in the last two prakim, because transformative tshuva is only possible if a person exercises his free will to the maximum in order to extricate himself from the destructive habits developed over years, decades, perhaps an entire lifetime of sin. With this background, we'll read most of the text of the perek and highlight where this concept of transformative tshuva by the Baal tshuva finds expression. Halacha Aleph. Ho'il urishut kol adam nitunalo, kamo shebi'arnu, yishtadel ha'adam lasot tshuva, v'lin or kapav mechata'av, kidei shi'amut v'hu Baal tshuva, kidei shi'izkeh l'chaye ha'olam haba. The Rambam here explicitly links this perek to the last two. The ability to do tshuva stems from the ability of the sinner to change his ways by exercising his free will. There are two new phrases in this halacha. One is lin'or kapav, to shake off the sin as one shakes dirt off his hands, implying that more effort is needed than simply to confess and to resolve not to sin again. And the Rambam refers to the person doing this as a Baal tshuva, who previously was not merely guilty of some misdeed, but a habitual and deep sinner who would not have had a share in Olam Haba, and his tshuva is what allows him to gain entry there. In Halacha Bet, the Rambam adds that one should not procrastinate and think that he can change his ways when he gets older, as a person never knows when his time in this world will end. Let's go to Halacha Gimel. Al tomar she'ein ha'tshuva ela me'averot she'esh behen ma'aseh, kigon znut ve'gazel u'gneva. Keshem shetzarich adam lashuv me'elu, כך הוא צריך לחפש בדעות רעות שיש לו ולשוב מהן, מן הכעס ומן האיבה ומן הקנאה ומן התחרות ומן ההיתול ומן רדיפת הממון והכבוד, ומרדיפת המאכלות ומכיוצא בהן. מן הכל צריך לחזור בתשובה, ואלו העוונות קשים מאותן שיש בהן מעשה, שבזמן שאדם נשקע באלו קשה הוא לפרוש, וכן הוא אומר יעזוב רשע דרכו וישאבן מחשבותיו. The Rambam states here a new idea about tshuva. One can do tshuva not only from sins of action, but also from problematic character traits like quickness to anger, jealousy, lust for money and honor, and gluttony. He acknowledges that these are harder to overcome than sins of action, as these traits are rooted in the psyche. But this is the essence of transformative tshuva. And the principle of limitless free will dictates that with enough effort, a person can change his character. Halacha Dalet. Al yidame baal tshuva shu meruchak mimalat ha-tzadikim mipnei ha-avonot v'achata'ot she'asa. Ein hadavar kein, ela ahuv v'nechmadhu lifnei ha-borei. U'chi'ilu lo chata me'olam, v'lo od ela shescharo harbei, sharei ta'am ta'am ha-chet u'feiresh mimenu v'chavash yitzro. Amru chachamim, makom shebalei tshuva omdin bo, ein tzadikim gemurin yicholim la'amod bo. כלומר, מעלתן גדולה ממעלת אלו שלא חטאו מעולם, מפני שאין כובשים יצרם יתר מהם. The Baal Tshuva, that term again, should not think that he is on a lower level than the tzaddikim because of his past sins. The opposite is true. Because he has the experience of a life of sin, and nonetheless separated himself from it, his level is higher. Because he constantly has to overcome the urge to go back to those sins, his level is higher than that of the tzaddikim who don't have that urge. The Rambam quotes the well-known statement from the Gemara in Brachot, that even a complete tzaddik cannot stand where a baal tshuva stands. Halacha hei, kol ha-nevi'im kulam tzivu ala tshuva, ve'ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'tshuva, u'kvar hivticha Torah shesof Yisrael lasot tshuva besof galutan u'miyad hei nigalin. The Nevi'im not only commanded Bnei Yisrael to do tshuva, they foretold that tshuva would be followed by ge'ula, redemption. As we mentioned, redemptive tshuva, tshuva that leads to ge'ula, makes its first appearance in this perek. The Rambam proceeds to quote psukim from Parashat Nitzavim, which speak of Bnei Israel doing tshuva and being redeemed by God. These are the psukim which the Ramban al Torah sees as the source of the mitzvah of tshuva, but the Rambam reads them as a prophecy and a promise, not as a command. In Halacha Vav, he quotes psukim from Navi, which describe tshuva not only as a national redemption for Klal Yisrael as a whole, but as drawing the individual who repents close to God. A few lines into Halacha Vav, the Rambam waxes poetic about the Baal tshuva. Hatshuva mikarevet et harechokim. Emesh haya ze sanui lifnei makom, mishukatz umeruchak v'toeva, v'hayom hu ahuv v'nechmad, karov v'yadid. וכן אתה מוצא שבלשון שהקדוש ברוך הוא מרחק את החטאים, בא מקרב את השווים, בין יחיד, בין רבים. Just last night, Emesh, this person was a despised sinner, and now he is close to God. God uses the same language to scold the sinner as he does to draw close the chozer b'tshuva. And the Rambam goes on to give the example of King Yechoniahu, just before Churban Bayit Rishon, who was a Rasha, and his descendant Zerubbabel at the beginning of Bayit Sheni, who was a tzaddik. Hashem speaks of Yechoniahu as a signet ring which he tears off his hand and throws aside, and of Zerubbabel as a signet ring which he puts on his finger and draws close, the same language used regarding both people. In Halacha Zayin, the poetic tribute to tshuva continues. Kama me'ula ma'alat ha-tshuva. Emesh haya ze muvdal me'ashem Elokei Yisrael, שנאמר, אבונותיכם היו מבדילים ביניכם לבין אלוקיכם. צועק ואינו נענה, שנאמר, גם כי תרבו תפילה אינני שומע. ועושה מצוות וטורפין אותן בפניו, שנאמר, מי ביקש זאת מידכם, רמוס חצריי. Again, this language of Emesh. Just last night, recently, this person was distanced from God. If he called out to God or did some mitzvot, these were seen as acts of hypocrisy and ignored or thrown back in his face. והיום הוא מודבק בשכינה, שנאמר, ואתם הדבקים בשם אלוקיכם. צועק ונענה מיד, שנאמר, והיה טרם יקראו ואני אענה. ועושה מצוות ומקבלין אותן בנחת ושמחה, שנאמר, כי חווה רצה אלוקים את מעשיך. Now that he has become a new person, he is bound to God, and his prayers and his mitzvot are readily and happily accepted. The Rambam ends the perek with a description of the Baal Tshuva and a warning to others not to mistreat him. Halacha chet. Baalei tshuva darkan liot shefalim v'anavim biyoter. Im cherfu otam haksilim b'maaseihem harishonim, v'amru lahem emesh hayita oseh kach v'kach, v'emesh hayita omer kach v'kach, al yargishu lahem. Ela shom'in usmechin, v'yodin shezo zechut lahem, v'shekol zman shehen boshin mima'asim sha'avru v'nichlamin mehem, zechutan miruba u'malatam mitgadelet. The Baal Tshuva is typically meek and humble. Here the Rambam gives advice to the Baal Tshuva. If anyone insults him by reminding him of his past sins, the Baal Tshuva shouldn't be upset by it, as he knows that the more he's embarrassed by his past behavior, the greater the credit he receives for having abandoned his sins and returning to God. Nonetheless, the Rambam goes on to admonish those who would mistreat the Baal Tshuva. V'cheit gadol hu le'mor le'Baal Tshuva zechor masecha rishonim, o lehazkiram b'fanav kedei levaisho, o lehazkir dvarim v'inyanim hadomin lehem kedei lehazkiro ma'asa. Hakol asur, u'muzhar alav bichlal honayat dvarim shizhira alei Torah, shenemar v'lo tonu ish et amito. Despite the fact that the Baal Tshuva is only strengthened by remembering and feeling ashamed of his former life, others are forbidden to remind him of his past. This is a form of ona'at dvarim, taunting or verbal abuse, an isser that we'll discuss in greater depth much later in the Mishnah Torah. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.